Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern Blog, Facebook community, Discord server. What else? Oh, yeah, MeWe group. Yeah, we're there. You can find us. So, this morning, I'm eating my brunch, I guess. Watching a little Watchmen on my phone, and I see I have a new email, and the email is a Kickstarter PM, and it was from New Haven Games. Now, I don't even know if New Haven Games still exists. I don't think it does. I know the website's been down for years and years and years, and so on and so on and so on. But it was from New Haven Games. And that's my good friend Tom. Here, let me give you a little background real quick here. Myth and Magic Player's Guide 2E, revived and updated. Kickstarter. When did it fund? Because this is where it gets really... it funded... Well, here. Even better. It was due for delivery June of 2012. We are now in December of 2019. So we are over 7 years late. Jeez. I'm really polyon. I apologize for that one. But in any case, it is significantly late. And the stories as to where the books are, that 99% have shipped when they hadn't. And of course, you know me, I am the squeaky wheel. I will post about this stuff. And I did. And Tom decided that, you know, since I was, I guess, being a thorn in his side at the time, on a weekend, he posted my full legal name and shipping information as a comment in the Kickstarter section. in a comment section of the Kickstarter. So, God bless Kickstarter. They actually apparently have somebody working on a weekend who responded to my request to have that removed, and they did. And he finally did send me a copy of the rules. I believe that backers like North Texas RPG Con, which backed for like multiple copies, got one. And it appears from the comments section still, remember, we're talking 7 years after it was supposed to have shipped. And we're talking, when was the last update? Oh, last update was March 23rd, 2016. So we're talking 3.5 years since the last update, last claim of shipping. People are still saying they haven't gotten it yet. So what I did is I popped into the comments section, because I do this with a lot of these really late Kickstarters that I'm still following. And I saw from 2 months ago, somebody going, time to check buy again. Still nothing. 4 months ago. Posted 3 years ago that I didn't receive anything. Guess what? I still haven't received anything. I find it funny. Not really, that I actually got a copy of the rulebook from an RPG trade before getting anything from this Kickstarter. Now, these are not people that are necessarily international. Actually, I know one of the people that commented there is not international, because that was part of Tom's woe story. It's a legitimate one. Of course, international shipping went through the fucking roof. But when you take, 7 years to past your estimated ship time to start shipping. And, by the way, these books have existed physically. Tom took pictures of the boxes upon boxes of these books sitting in his living room. I'm sure his wife loves him for it. So he knew it actually existed. It just never shipped. So I did get one, though, a couple of years ago. But that doesn't shut me up, as there are other backers still looking. So I actually said, like about a day and a half, 2 days ago, I posted in the comments section, I guess I'll need to post about this fiasco again on the Tavern. Lo and behold, Tom, who hasn't logged into the Kickstarter at all since 2016 or 2017, lo and behold, he actually sent me a PM. Now, why would he send me a PM? Well, here's what New Haven Games, Tom, had to say. Hi, Eric. Are you still in Elmhurst, New York? Being that this fiasco of him publishing my shipping information on Kickstarter, you think that he'd remember that he shipped to me. I still have a dozen or more, not books, folks. I still have a dozen or more cases of extra books. So he has cases of, quote, extra books, and yet there are backers who never got their fucking books, right? But you can buy this on Amazon. Come on, you know you want to. You know it, right? I did mail out something to Elmhurst, but I still want to get you a few for the stress and aggravation this has caused you, especially if you never got it. Listen, the stress and aggravation that this bubble-headed fucking fiasco is causing me is not because I don't have my copy. I certainly don't have any of the extra swag that was promised with the stretch goals. Don't give a fuck about that. But there are backers that never got their copies, right? You're selling on fucking Amazon, but your project ran, like, he basically, for somebody I believe is a tax attorney, which is like, that's foul. But for somebody who deals with things revolving around money, you think he'd be able to manage it a little bit better, but apparently he couldn't. He overspent. And that's why nothing shipped. He had to take out a personal loan, according to him, to ship when he shipped. And by the way, and this is part of my fave, when he did admit at one point that he hadn't shipped, it wasn't really admitting that he didn't. He never actually came out and said, I misled, I lied. No, he was trying to keep everybody's morale up, him, I guess, himself and all the backers, by telling them to look in your mail for fucking packages that were never going to show up. Yeah, it ain't coming. You think you got something coming? I think so, but no. Here, I wanted to drop a much needed update to tell you that I'm still here and still working. This is, by the way, I'm reading something from back in 2014, so we're talking over 5 years ago. I wanted to drop a much needed update to tell you that I'm still here and still working to complete the GMG, that's the Game Master's Guide, MPG shipments. You have asked multiple times for the true reason for the Kickstarter fiasco. I tried as politically as possible to dodge the question and keep you all positive. But my attempting to keep you and me positive turned into untruthfulness. And I can't run away from the issues any longer. All right. So you already see the issues that he can't say, I misled. I know he's not going to say I lied, right? Untruthfulness. What does being untruthful mean?
Are called lies.
Lies or deception? Which one would you go with? Yes, Rach.
I would go with lies. Just what that is.
All right. I happen to think deception just sounds so much more role-playing game. Well, I guess detect.
Oh, I guess.
But I guess we have detect lie, right? You never detect lie spell. So, yeah. I didn't need, you know, to know that he was misleading. So, in any case, this is the history. It's more convoluted than that.
Thank you for your own good.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Good looking out.
Good. I didn't. When you confronted me about the affair, I lied to you because I didn't want to hurt you. Bust his ass. You know, this is when you're lying to your backers, that's basically what you're doing. Okay? You're in a relationship with your backers, whether you like the idea or not. They had faith in you, right? They invested in you. And when you mislead them, when you are untruthful to them, you're being unfaithful to them. It really is. It's that same type of mentality. So you know that if, by the way, if you're untruthful to people who gave you money on Kickstarter, how truthful are you to your clients? That's just a hypothetical, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a hypothetical, Rach. Uh-huh. It's a hypothetical. I'm just hypotheticaling the hypothetical here. If his clients played RPGs, he wouldn't have any clients at this point with this fiasco. And by the way, if you want to do more, like, you know, backseat, you know, this is great. The banter is great. But you got to do it from this room. So, just saying, Rach, just saying. So, in any case, so I was offered, I was offered multiple books, right?
Cases.
No, I wasn't offered cases.
Okay.
All right, I'm not gonna put words in the mouth.
Okay.
I want to get you a few for the stress and aggravation this has caused you, especially if you never got it. But even if you got it, I want to give you the books that should be going to other people, because I don't want you talking about this shit. I don't want you drawing attention to me and my untruthfulness.
How many books is it going to take to shut you up?
Yes. How many? How many? Here, pick a book, any book. How many books do you want?
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know what? I know the mentality from when I worked as a cop. All right? It's the same mentality that you would see on the street. And, what? It's true, Rach. It is true. So here's an easy answer for anybody else out there who questions my integrity when it comes to this. You're not going to buy me off with a couple of books. You're not going to buy me off with money, because you know what? I don't need your books. I don't need your money. My integrity means something to me. Okay. That my integrity, even if you think I'm a fucking asshole, and I'm sure a handful of my listeners probably go, we tune in because we think 10 cars an asshole. Even if you think I'm an asshole, I'm an asshole with integrity. All right. And I do value that. So, this really got a craw, like, think, like right up my ass, because shit like this really pisses me off. And I know if I directly ask Tom, what do you mean by this? Are you trying to offer me a benefit so I don't post negative things about you? I don't know. If I was in an official position working for a government agency, that would be considered a bribe, an offer of a bribe. However, I am not. In my capacity, I guess we could say, what's that word that's been in the news recently? Oh, yes. A quid pro quo. If I give you a half dozen books, maybe you'll just go away and be quiet. No. I got a big fucking mouth. I'm a New Yorker, all right? New Yorkers by nature have big fucking mouths, and I've got a big fucking mouth. So, folks, if you are a backer of either of the Myth and Magic Kickstarters, either the Player's Guide or the GM's Guide, I would advise that you go to the Kickstarters themselves and just make a comment. Tom, where's my shit, yo? Where's my shit? I know that a lot of people have forgotten about it. I'm sure Tom hasn't. And I basically, you know, you shouldn't be offering me fucking books that belong to other people. You should be offering those books to the people that you owe them to. You trying to tell me you don't recall who you fucking shipped to? How the fuck is that possible? You are a lawyer, right? You have to keep track of stuff for legal proceedings. You're not probably a trial lawyer, but Legal proceedings require some sense of organization. I can never be a fucking lawyer. I am not that organized. But, Tom, you got to figure this shit out. I just don't go away. You know what? I'm like Jokic. You know, it's just that once I latch on, there isn't that much you can do except, like, you know, correct the situation. I'm not gonna go away on my own. Rach is being silent right behind me right now when she heard that description, because I don't. Rach, yes. Huh? I heard in your silence a comment, but
no,
she's not touching the Jokic comment. Okay, probably best for both of us. Yes. On that note, folks, as always, if you enjoy the show, please leave a review however you listen. If it's iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Spotify, wherever, leave a review. Leave a rating. I do appreciate it. All right, folks, on that note, be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.